if you start the timing again, so it makes me nervous, yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of MIKTA countries, namely Mexico, Indonesia, Republic of Korea, Turkey, and Australia. It has been yet another challenging year for UNHCR in providing assistance and protection to the persons of concern around the world. New refugee situations have continued to emerge and intensify. Existing ones have become more and more protracted, and total forced displacement now exceeds 100 million people. This year, with the war in Ukraine, we have witnessed one of the largest refugee crises in Europe. In line with the scale of the tragedy, mobilization of the international community has been remarkable. The generosity of both host and donor countries have been exemplary. The situation in Ukraine, on the other hand, should not let us forget other crises around the world. The response to the situation in Ukraine has generally met the target, and due attention is needed for other existing and new situations in Africa, Asia Pacific, and the Americas and Middle East. The international community should continue supporting UNHCR's efforts to address challenges, including sexual and gender-based violence. It should continue intensifying its endeavors to support people in vulnerable situations with heightened protection risks, including women and girls and children, persons with disabilities, and the elderly. This is the right time to call the spirit of collaboration and cooperation that underpins the Global Compact on Refugees. While approaching the second Global Refugee Forum, the momentum achieved by the first one should be maintained. We recognize that host countries carry the heaviest burden, and meaningful solidarity is needed in line with the principle of burden and responsibility sharing as low and middle income countries continue hosting 86% of the world's refugee population. Crises have been increasing in number and becoming more and more complex. In addition to our traditional focus on conflicts, we have now been increasingly discussing issues such as climate change, food security, or environmental degradation. They should be taken very seriously, considering recent developments and crises. Yet we should never forget all of these issues have a displacement dimension, and people in vulnerable situations, such as displaced persons, are affected most from these challenges. Thus, we should never let the displacement issue subordinate to other staggering developments. We also encourage the international community to step up our collective efforts in addressing the root cause of forced displacement and achieving a durable solution. We are concerned about the ever-growing humanitarian needs and constant funding gap of UNHCR. We commend tremendous generosity of donors in providing record levels of financial contribution. Yet there is still need for donor base to be broadened and for funds to be more flexible for better and efficient use. We applaud UNHCR's work to diversify its donor base and in raising significant amount of financial contributions from non-governmental sources. We commend UNHCR efforts to foster greater collaboration with other entities of the UN system in accordance with their respective mandates in order to better address the needs on the ground. We find it useful to forge greater collaboration with development actors and international financial institutions in resolving the root causes and strengthening resilience of the affected people and their host communities. We also strongly support the institutional initiatives launched to make UNHCR more robust and up to date to the current environment. Mr. Chair, UNHCR together with its partners need the strong solidarity of the international community. As a matter of fact, there is an acute need for durable solutions at increasing scale. Yet UNHCR is not the only shoulder we should rely on. We sincerely believe that the international community should take more responsibility to reverse the current trend and bring displacement levels down and adopt preventive approaches. We as MIKTA countries reiterate our full support for UNHCR and its mandate and stand ready to actively engage with all of you to carry out our collective responsibilities. Thank you very much.